This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right. Happy Friday to you. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And I don't know about you, fine fellas. I am super excited for tonight as we start the stretch run of the NBA season. Proverbial second half, even though it's only 27 of the 82 games in the season that remain. And your Rockets are back in action tonight. Mm-hmm. They got the late game, 8:30 versus the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Good day to have the late
Toyota
game.
Center. Why do you say that?
Because it's Friday, baby.
Man, I would kind of want to have the early game so you can still
early
get out and move
possible,
around, baby.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, get that done.
But I'm going to be a homebody, man.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to be a homebody.
Depending on what time you're on.
Open a nice glass of wine.
Okay.
Sit back. Watch a couple of my shows early, and then, all right, Rockets, let's go.
I like it. I like what you're doing there. Yeah, don't fall asleep on it, though.
No, I won't on a Friday. Okay, I would otherwise. Not going to lie.
return of Jabari Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. Like, he has missed damn near a month. January 3rd is when we got the news, and broken hand. In fact, he was talking about it. This is the first time that he's missed any real extended period of time. I think he was talking about, I was kind of surprised about this. In his playing career, the only real time that he's missed is like a sprained ankle, like maybe the week or two that you deal with the sprained ankle or something. So this was a significant difference in getting a chance to come back. But it's not just for him is it good to be back. It's so good for this team to be back. They needed him. Like, in that month, they went on a hot stretch. They found something. But as the injuries piled up, it became very abundantly clear that they need Jabari and what he brings to this team. They also need what Fred VanVleet brings to this team. He's missed the last, what was probably like 8 games thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
But we started having conversations, especially with Jabari being injured and moving Amen into the starting lineup. We're like, oh, this is really interesting. And that brought up, well, what does the starting lineup look like once those guys come back healthy? And we're about to that point. Fred VanVleet still ruled out for this game, but you hope that, you know, by the time we get back from the weekend, then maybe he's in that mix to be playing again. And with that being the case, what should that starting lineup look like? And maybe more importantly, what should be like the majority of the minutes, I guess, is probably the way that it goes. But starting lineup is your shorthand
for that. Well, minutes ultimately is it, right?
That's really
the minutes.
It's not really who starts at two ends, but who starts kind of determines how the rotation ultimately kind of looks like. But really the big thing about it is, like, you know, who are the five kind of most important guys that you go to?
And
who are the starters once Fred and Jabari are both back in tow?
And obviously the starting lineup matters. It's just a big thing for basketball players at every level. It matters. Well, Jabari was asked about it. Let's hear what he had to say.
Not really. I mean, you can start however you want. He's going to play who he plays, and it's not really that big of a deal. Just looking to get back. I've been out for so long, I'm ready to play. I don't care if I start or what. I'm just ready to play.
So big picture, he's right, you know, and you just alluded to it. You know,
I didn't mean to steal all your thunder, Jabari.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's who finishes, it's minutes played, it's key minutes, etc. But this is where I am. I mean, I'm Amen Thompson. You're a starter. You play a lot of minutes. You finish games. That's where it starts for me. When Van Vliet is back and Jabari's back, whatever, you can't take this guy off the court. You just can't do it, and you can't take him out of the starting lineup. So that's where you start. So then the trickle down is
it?
I think that's where you start.
Okay.
With Amen Thompson. But then the trickle down is, okay, then what? You know, because then you start finagling into Dylan Brooks is doing, you know, and others.
Our guy Lacey on the Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text line says, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Alperen Sengun, Jabari Smith Jr., notably missing Fred VanVleet as a starter.
All right. Lacey, I don't know if you're a guy or a woman.
Lacey's guy. Lacey came up.
He was up.
Oh, that Lacey.
Yeah.
Oh, that Lacey.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I there's a lot of Lacey's out there.
I tried to give you the hint. I was like, our guy Lacey.
Yeah, you got the pipe down now, man.
I love you, Lacey.
Lacey, you know where we are. Come back up and see him. Come talk to this man.
Bring tacos, and we can argue about it. But what the heck are you thinking with no Fred VanVleet?
Yeah,
are we doing?
Just watching the last stretch of games and the ways in which, man, this thing got sloppy. They did not stay on task.
Love like your tacos, but I don't think I love that take.
It's so obvious that this team needs Fred. Like, he's the only floor general that they have.
Yeah,
this is one of the things you were talking about with Aaron Holiday. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily agree that with the premise that he has something to prove himself. However, you need somebody as a point guard or as a distributor and a playmaker. Mm-hmm. And it's so evident that Fred VanVleet does it at a level that you don't have anyone else on this roster. He needs to play significant minutes.
Yeah, what I'm talking about,
or at least
the
important ones.
You know, everybody gets and everybody understands where the NBA is now, positionless basketball and all that stuff. You still need a point guard. You still need the ball handling of the point guard.
Maybe not in the prototypical, 6'1 to 6'5, not in that same space.
A true distributor, a true general, so to speak, not to use a cliche, but it is true. And that's where VanVleet comes in. And absent of him, you're kind of searching. I mean, is it going to be, and who is it going to be? Jalen? Is it going to be, who is it going to be? You know, in short spurts, maybe a Holiday or somebody else.
Okay, so let's make this easy. I think we have talked about this here.
My man is in.
Fred VanVleet's the must.
Yes.
Alperen Sengun is a must.
Right.
Jalen Green is a must. I would like to make a case that's uncomfortable.
No, amen?
I'm making the case that I think that Amen Thompson needs to come off.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I thought I'd be out here on the island.
I don't want that to happen. I think he deserves to be in the spot, but He started off coming off the bench this season anyway, and I just think he will give that bench, that second unit a spark.
Yeah,
and just because you come off the bench don't mean you getting less minutes or anything. He can still get his minutes.
Well, it's not as easy to get the same amount of minutes. But for me,
I mean, he not getting 39 minutes or nothing.
Right,
he can still get like some really good minutes and be very important. But I think you need Jabari in that lineup, man.
I'm not, or at least see how it is. I'm not going to say that you and Reggie have lost your minds, but I am going to say your minds are not altogether there. Because, like, have you forgotten what he has brought to this team?
I have not.
When he started getting those bigger minutes and started, you know, as a starter, I mean, he's crucial to this squad. He's crucial.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like you forgot what he was doing off the bench with Tari Eason.
No, I haven't. But
they called them the Terror Twins.
No, they did.
He was doing his thing off the bench. And it was very important.
I get it, but they were having slow starts. They were having to sort of shoehorn him in to find him minutes. And as Reggie said, when you start, all of a sudden it sort of lays out a template of how you play. Maybe middle of first and second quarter you go to the bench. Maybe middle of late in third quarter for an extended time into the fourth, wherever it is. But you're starting the game and you're finishing the game. That's what they need from Amen Thompson.
You really going to say I lost my mind?
Yeah, I know. I said it's not all there.
Do you not know my game? You're unfamiliar with my game? You thought I was bringing this to you without no stats?
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Here we go.
You thought I was bringing this to you with no stats?
Give him the stats.
Oh, man. I got some stats for you, my
now
boy.
Now you're in with
pop
stats?
The trunk.
Pop the trunk.
No, I was kind of amazed looking at this because, and I mean, I'll start with kind of just what the visual is of it, which is, Amen Thompson has looked gassed, and some of that is the amount of time that he's had to play. But I think also, you look at what this team is, and when he is playing at his best, he is able to be an energy guy. He's able to be like a spark plug. Mm-hmm. He's able to bring that intensity. And I think that shows through more so when he's coming in off the bench as a spark plug, as a catalyst, as a energizer bunny of sorts. And I went and I looked at five-man lineups.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the ones that get the most minutes and have the most game played kind of speak to this. There's a few of them that I'm looking at. Obviously, the five-man lineup that includes Fred, Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, and Jabari Smith Jr., the one that was your starting five before injuries came and accosted it. And that one had a offensive rating that was okay, 110.4, but a defensive rating of 103.8. And remembering, That means that you were, in 100 possessions, you're holding the other team to 103.8. That is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to the starting lineup that I think you would be looking at if you did not have, let's say, Dylan Brooks. Because I think Dylan Brooks is the one that is I think a lot of people are looking at where he goes to the bench. I think
that's where I would
Spillane is probably in that place as well, where Dylan Brooks goes to the bench. All right, so in the 74 minutes, not nearly the same sample as the 416 minutes as the other lineup, but I think it's a solid enough sample that we can get a little bit of an idea. A fantastic offensive rating, 121.4. Defensive rating, 125.8.
Right.
A negative net rating. So, like, literally, you are giving up more points than you are scoring with that lineup together. And I'm not here to tell you that is specifically all because Dylan Brooks matters that much, but he does matter. And the versatility that he brings guarding up different sizes.
But Van Vliet was in there too, right?
Fred was in there as well.
Which matters.
It does matter.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that I lean towards is, yes, they scored more with that lineup. Mm-hmm. But the identity of this team is more defense. This is not going to be a team that outscores other teams and to the detriment of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team that if they want to go places, it is based off of playing really hard, energy and effort. And I think you get the best version of that when Amen Thompson is coming in as a catalyst and able to augment what those starters start and give it. Now, the tough part about this is I don't want him to go back to playing the same amount of minutes as he did.
See,
to start the season.
That's where I was going to go.
And so
go
this is where I'm going to try and have my cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. I think that you need to find a way to finagle the rotations to where he's getting some more minutes than where he was as a bench player early on in the season. But it does feel like if you look at just the way that those minutes have gone, and that's not including the minutes outside of those in those games that they played, just the minutes that they played, even defensively, the thing that you think he comes in and helps to a high degree, even the rebound percentage is largely similar in those two lineups. Those are the things that he typically helps really well, and it does not feel like you get the benefit of those when he starts in the same way as you do when he comes in off the bench and he can come in and help them do more.
But when you're a couple things, I think it matters that some of those, because those stats you're talking about are largely when Van Vliet has been injured, correct?
No, these are lineups that include Fred Van Vliet. That's why I use the five.
But he has
lineup.
Been injured of late.
He has been injured of late.
Yeah,
and so that's not even accounting for what it's looked like when a man has gotten tired. This is just when he has played with these lineups.
Well, okay, but it comes down to this as well. You're describing Amen Thompson's best use as a sixth man. Are you willing to say you think he's a sixth man?
Not forever, but I think as he's given right now, especially as we saw him try to be stretched out over that last...
I think he's proved otherwise.
No, he will be a starter.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is his ultimate place, is to be a starter and a very strong star in this league.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, which is what we're talking about, what does the starting lineup look like right now for this stretch run? I think that you might be better served doing that, in addition to the fact that Amen Thompson, like, this team already has so few shooters.
Mm-hmm.
The way that their offense works is it's a lot of pick and roll, but even then, I think they're 12th in the league in pick and roll usage, so it's like kind of somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, outside of that, they're kind of isolating with Fred VanVleet having the ball in his hands the most. Right?
But I think that can change. See, this is where
it can,
this,
but
this
are
is, where
is that something that they're going to do on the fly right here in the last 25 games or so of the season?
I don't think
they're going to change. And so with that being the case, I think they need a little bit more shooting. And Dylan Brooks has been your best look at three-point shooting this year.
No. I get it, but Dylan Brooks also has the characteristics of a sixth man. You know, a guy that can come in and defend, a guy that can come in and energize, a guy that can come in and shoot and score.
Mm-hmm.
He's got as many, if not more, characteristics as a sixth man to me as Amen Thompson. And you talk about doing things on the fly. I think one of the things that we should expect in these last 27 games that the Rockets have not done enough of, and I alluded to it yesterday, is start the offense old school through Şengün, you know, and that helps Amen Thompson on a slash. That helps some of the VanVleet on a pick and pop. I mean, on a you know, down low post and pop, if for lack of a better term.
No, I hear what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? So
just inside out game.
Inside out. I think, you know, with Amen Thompson as a starter, you can do more of that with Şengün, which he does very, very well. And you can help VanVleet as a shooter. You can help Jalen Green as a shooter. You can help all these other guys. So I think you make the change and you bring him into starting lineup. Jabari, you know, obviously would be there. And then Dylan Brooks is the guy that can be your sixth man sort of energy, you know?
I'm interested in that. I think that could work. But, I mean, just looking at it, and I think it feels like you can get more
of what... fired up to watch tonight's game. I'm ready.
Tonight's game is
going to be... I know VanVleet's not going to be
right
there, but...
Tonight, you'll get all these guys playing. I imagine the starting lineup will be Amen, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith Jr., and Alperen Şengün. But I do feel like, hey, man, Amen has the opportunity to still be a great impact, but then come in off the bench and really add that punch. And honestly, the correct answer is probably somewhere in between, making sure that you still have Amen featured very strongly, but also get all of these guys. These guys are your main. This is your main core. These six guys of your rotation. These are the main core of your rotation. Then you add in some, you know, some more post minutes with maybe either Steven Adams at times, or maybe Jock Landale, Steven Adams can't go. And then if Tari Eason is playing, he obviously comes in. Now, one of the interesting things is also the back end of the rotation, who possibly falls out. And I think it might be Cam Whitmore who does that, who falls out.
Could
there.
Could be.
Because some of the other things outside of just the basic scoring punch isn't there. But I am interested to see like what this ultimately goes with. But it does feel like of this six, you need to get all of them a significant amount of minutes. But I don't know. I just feel kind of passionate about the idea that Amen Thompson has looked his best with this team, and I think the ultimate, the full output has been good when he comes off the bench. But it'll be good. It'll be good to see what actually comes out. Some of the other people weighing in say Jalen, Şengün, Jabari, Amen, and Fred VanVleet. So they're putting Dylan Brooks to the bench. Some people are actually also bringing up the idea of somebody said, that's Figgy agreeing with Figgy about Tari and Amen coming off the bench. And then from the 936, think Thompson should come off the bench because he could provide a spark for the second unit that sometimes needs it. And then eventually he will become a starter once he finds.
And that don't necessarily means he's a bench player or anything like that. He can still get some strong minutes and play towards the end and all that stuff. Maybe you take a little bit of minutes from Jabari, maybe, you know, kind of lessen his minutes a little bit. But just because he ain't starting don't mean he ain't important. He can still be in the game.
These are good problems to have if we want to indeed call them problems.
Yeah.
That you have six guys that you really want to get significant minutes and you're just trying to find the right way to balance.
That's kind of with the Reed Shepherd conversation too, where it's just so many people and unfortunately somebody got to come off the bench. There's only five spots.
Yeah.
My bad. I got a little heated there. We good?
No. What? No, I love that. Me excited to watch tonight's game.
I'm very excited. 8:30 tonight. Anthony Edwards in town, baby. See how Anthony Edwards gets in here. I'm happy Jabari's back because dealing with like the likes of Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert is going to take more than just Alperen out there. So excited to see what Jabari gets to do in his return. And hopefully they can start off this stretch run with a much needed victory to counteract some of the, you know, some of the losses that they had coming in to the All-Star break. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions.